Connecticut Governor John Rowland vowed today to press on and finish what he started, despite calls for his resignation. Rowland spoke publicly today for the first time about his latest ethical crisis, reports that he misled the public about who paid for renovations on his private summer cottage. It's the latest in a series of ethical lapses, and there's also a federal corruption probe. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The controversy over $30,000 worth of work on a summer cottage is just the tip of a sprawling federal corruption investigation that has swamped Governor John Rowland's administration. Earlier this month, Rowland told reporters that he paid for a series of renovations on the cottage. But the Hartford Current newspaper turned up evidence that suggested otherwise.
One by one, we checked these things, and they turned out not to be true. And not just not true, but kind of extravagantly not true.
John Lender is a political reporter with the Hartford Current. His investigation prompted a dramatic admission from Governor Rowland last Friday. Rowland apologized for misleading the public and admitted that much of the work was paid for by friends, by members of his staff, and by estate contractors, some of whom have been targeted in a federal corruption investigation into alleged rigging of state contracts. Rowland said some of the work was paid for by his former deputy chief of staff, who has since been nabbed by federal investigators for accepting cash and gold, which he buried in his backyard in a scheme to fix contracts. Now the feds are probing whether the work done on Rowland's cottage was another effort to influence lucrative state contracts. John Lender says the implications for the governor are serious.
What you now have is a federal corruption investigation into bid rigging that's already netted a conviction of a former top aide that has now spilled over, overlapped into these renovations on the governor's little cottage.
The governor also admitted that some of the work was paid for by a former chief of staff who resigned under pressure as head of the state's trash authority after the agency lost $200 million in a botched deal with Enron. He, too, was the target of a federal probe. Beyond that, earlier this year, Rowland paid a fine to the state ethics board for renting a vacation home at a cut-rate price from a state contractor. And he was forced to settle another ethical lapse when he used a Republican Party credit card for personal charges. In a speech today, before his sympathetic Chamber of Commerce audience in Central Connecticut, the three-term governor acknowledged his shortcomings and failures and apologized again.
I ask the people of Connecticut for forgiveness. I should have paid more attention to people around me and people that I trusted. But I'm sorry for my actions, and I take full responsibility. As I ask for your forgiveness, I also ask for your support to keep all things in perspective, the good of 9 years versus the bad.
Rowland also vowed to press on as governor, despite calls from four Connecticut newspapers to resign. The leader of the state Democratic Party urged Rowland to step down at least temporarily, pending the outcome of the investigation. While former gubernatorial candidate Bill Curry, who ran twice and lost twice to Rowland, also urged him to quit.
The likely options facing this governor are indictment, impeachment, and resignation.
Curry says the governor's ethical lapses have transformed a state once known for Yankee propriety into one known for ethical corruption.
We're now like Louisiana with foliage. State government has ground to a halt in Connecticut. The governor has the choice of doing the one graceful thing left to him, and that is to move on.
Rowland enjoys more support from his fellow Republicans, who point out that he has not been charged with any crime and that he voluntarily handed documents over to federal authorities this past weekend. The state Republican chairman predicted that when the dust settles, Connecticut will once again embrace its once popular governor. But asked if he has confidence in the governor, Louis DeLuca, the Republican leader in the state Senate, offers less than a ringing endorsement.
There is an investigation going on. We'd like it to be a good resolution, but we don't know what the resolution will be, and I think we all should just wait to see what happens after the investigation.
The crisis facing John Rowland is a dramatic turn in an impressive political career. Elected to the state legislature at age 23, to Congress at 27, Rowland then used his considerable political skills to win the governorship three times. But the question today is, will he complete his third term? Anthony Brooks, NPR News.